This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. Welcome to Thursday Show Morning Studio.
Morning.
Eddie's back. Abby's back. Good to see you guys here.
Hey, good
alive.
To see you.
What a day. What a day. All right, let's go around the room. He admitted that he's cheating on his friendship with me, and I told him I'll be cheating back. He just has no clue when that will be. Here he is, producer Eddie.
Bones, I would like to make a request.
Okay.
I would like to move Lunchbox to the sick mic today or whenever he gets his illness fixed.
Are you sick again?
No.
Even with the microdosing?
No, my microdosing is working great.
He has some kind of disgusting wart on his finger, and it's right here by me. Like, it's what? 2 feet away from my shoulder, and it's going to come to me. It's going to get me infected, and I want him in the illness seat.
I don't know if a wart classifies as illness chair, but let's talk about it for a second. What's up?
I guess I do have a growth on my finger.
It's disgusting. Get
away
from
wow.
me.
What is that?
I don't know.
Do you see it from your chair, Bones?
It's a wart. You can get that
happens,
frozen
man.
Off.
Yeah, is that contagious? Absolutely.
Is a wart contagious? I'd always heard, but I never really knew. I don't think it. I mean, if I were to guess, I'm not a doctor of warts, doctor of letters. I would guess that you probably can't touch a wart and get it because it's a virus.
How do those, when you do the dirty warts?
I think that's a different part of your body.
That's
inside
different...
of your mouth and that skin there is different.
I thought viruses did spread.
Warts are not considered very contagious. They can be caught by close skin-to-skin contact.
That's
the infection can also be transmitted indirectly from contaminated objects or surfaces, such as the air. Like the area over there.
Oh, yeah.
It's an air.
He just touched me, too. Bones, please.
Oh,
put
you
him
can't
the
ward
mic.
Him. Don't ward him.
Well, he said, nope. Let me see your hand.
But don't ward him. You can't ward him.
Oh, I thought he wanted to touch it.
No, I didn't say I want to see it. I've seen it.
I'm not going to put him in the wart chair. But the sick chair.
Yeah, I mean.
But please don't touch him with your wart. You really could. If you just rubbed it on him, he could get it. But it's hard for it to be contagious.
It is huge, too. Like, what happened? Did you touch a toad? What happened?
Dude, what is that?
I don't know, man. It started growing on my finger.
You ever had a wart before?
No.
Odd.
Ooh.
Mostly warts.
Yeah, I don't know. I just started growing on my finger, and I just figured it was going to go away.
Just
and
be aware.
It hurts when you touch it.
Oh, you need to get that checked out.
Like it's
they need to get
yeah
he's like I've been peeing blood because of it but I don't
yeah like how long has it been growing
a few weeks
that's grown a lot in a few weeks so you need to go to the doctor.
Yeah, it's your sixth finger. I would go it's and very, have that sixth finger looked at.
It's very tender to the touch.
Yeah, yeah. Your fingers
man, that's also
off.
Sounds sexy. Yeah. He wanted to create a profile for Amy on a dating app, and not a day goes by that he doesn't take a nap. Here he is, Lunchbox.
Listen, guys, I made you guys watch the stuff, and, you know, my wife, who I'm married to, has never seen the movie of my childhood, so I wanted to make her watch it, and I brought her review of the stuff.
We all reviewed it yesterday. It was the movie Lunchbox made us watch at the cinema club. Here's Lunchbox's wife reviewing the yogurt-killing movie stuff. Here you go.
It was so beautifully 80s. I actually laughed a lot at how ridiculous it was in a lot of the parts.
Yeah. So AJ and I weren't crazy to think this movie was unbelievable.
No, y'all weren't crazy. And it was definitely better than Eddie's movie.
Okay. So how many cups of stuff?
So I loved it. 5 out of 5 cups of stuff.
Don't listen to our review.
Second out of five.
Something we didn't do yesterday when reviewing it was compare the two movies, Rope or Stuff. Wow, what a comparison that is. You two can't judge of your two movies.
Okay, I mean, I know which one's better.
Amy, if you had to watch one, The Rope or The Stuff, what would you watch?
Rope.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, better story.
Yeah.
What?
Rope.
What? Yeah,
absolutely.
Morgan?
Yeah, Rope.
What?
Yeah, Rope. Okay, thank you, Lunchbox. Before she dies, she wants to go on an Alaskan cruise, and she finally broke the habit in the morning of hitting her snooze. Here she is, Amy.
All right, let's play You Can Only Choose One. Like, I'm going to name some things where you get this for free for the rest of your life, but just one, okay?
So you're going to list a bunch of this stuff.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, would you like free massages, free house cleaning, free gas, free alcohol, or free pizza from anywhere?
And we get one for the rest of our life.
Yep.
Unlimited.
Free for the rest of your life.
We do them again?
Massages, housekeeping or house cleaning, sorry, that's gas, good. Alcohol, or pizza.
I don't drink, so no alcohol. I have an electric car. I have a Bronco too, but I'm okay without gas. I don't spend a lot of gas anyway.
Are we going to head to all electric so we're going to have no gas anyway?
Well, I mean, this is today. She says today you get it. So you can head wherever you want, but
as of now, you pay for
gas. I would say now. I pay for some gas, but mostly my car's electric. Housekeeping sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Free for life.
Hey, pizza, dude.
Yeah, I hear pizza, and pizza's probably second, but I'm going to not massages, although that's okay. It's either pizza or housekeeping, but it's going to have to be housekeeping because I would use that more. I'm not going to have pizza every day because it would not be good for me. I'm going to go housekeeping. Free housekeeping. Final answer.
Okay.
Did I win?
Nobody wins, but it is interesting to see what you picked.
Alcohol.
Oh, it's probably... probably gas, man. Mm-hmm. Gas is expensive. If you had Chef on there, that'd be.
You can't pick stuff to put on there.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, if you had mansions.
It's a game. He could have a chef, mortgage. I guess.
Well, then nobody's adding
that's not
new
the
things.
Game.
It's not
the game.
It's not on there. So I would say free gas because it's the most expensive thing on there.
Well, how about money?
Yeah.
Free money. I'll tell you, if I was on there.
Okay, good. Yeah. Your point. I got your point. I choose massages.
Over gas?
Over gas?
Wow. Raymundo, what you got?
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he plays Opry shows in town, and not many people leave with a frown. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. So, just a little background. Weeks ago, Eddie says, hey, I'm going to watch Counting Crows without you. And I'm like, what? That's been our thing for years. He goes, we're going with another couple. So I was like, wow, your friendship cheating on me, because that's been our thing. You have to admit.
Yes, and then this other couple invited me and my wife, right. So she said
you didn't
yes.
say no, because we're going to go with Bobby, but you said yes.
I just said yes.
Right, and you're still going.
I think so, as of now, yeah.
Yeah, cool. So I told Eddie, I said, hey, I'm going to cheat on you back. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I mentioned it a minute
That's
ago.
That's so rude. Yeah.
I'm still not telling him what it
is. I know.
Wait. Yeah, Lunchbox is the only one who knows. But what I want to share, though, is something else.
Oh.
Eddie, Lunchbox knows what I'm doing.
I forgot about that.
I got a note from Adam Duritz, lead singer of Counting Crows, and he sent this to me verbatim. Hey, saw an article that Eddie is going to our show with some other couple. The nerve. Anyway, you know you can cheat on him with us. You're on the guest list. Just come with us. And he gives the... And he says, hook you up, come hang out with us before the show, whatever you need.
Come hang out? You're going to hang out with him before the show?
Literally DM me. So he saw the article.
Well, let's hook up. Let's hook up.
No, we're hooking up now, buddy.
Dang, he sent that to you?
Yeah. We ain't hooking up now, buddy.
Hey, you should slide in this DM and be like, hey, man, I heard you're going to be hanging out with Bobby. Can I come hang?
The nerve.
Yeah, the nerve.
What do you think about that?
Wow.
What do you think about that?
Hey, so Adam's like reading our articles and stuff? That's kind of cool.
He came across it. He messaged me about it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool when I'm back cheating on you with him.
No, that's not... Dude, come on, man. Take it easy, all right?
But you don't even know what I'm about to do.
Like, oh, that's
in
not
next,
it?
No. In the next couple weeks, I'll be announcing how I'm cheating on you.
How many times are you going to cheat on me?
Well, this happened. He offered me. He's the one who propositioned me.
You can say no.
Hey,
Bones, you can reply and be like, nah, man, it's okay.
No, man, I was like, I'm in. Let's go.
Let's hang.
So there's that. And the next couple weeks, I'll be revealing my cheating.
Dang.
Yes. All right. Okay. Glad everybody's here. Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I heard you talking about interviewing people for positions on your show. I wanted to get your opinion on this. Over the last few years, I've changed jobs twice. Both times, to a better position with better pay, and I'm considering trying my luck again soon. Each time I get a new job, I disclose an arrest from when I was 19 years old. It was a misdemeanor that was over 20 years ago. The charges were dropped after I entered a pre-trial program, and I have long since had my record expunged. Do I need to keep disclosing this to potential employers? Should I just pretend it never happened? Even if they ask if I've ever been arrested. As someone who hires people, would you want to know this information? Sign, Misdemeanor Matt. Here's the thing, Matt. Most of these people, too, they ain't really checking. They ain't gonna show up anyway. And some of them won't even check. They just say they're checking. So it was also expunged, and it was 20 years ago, and it's just a misdemeanor. I would never mention it again. It's over. There's no need. It's gonna keep you from getting a job. It could possibly keep you from getting a job when it's not even a factor in your life anymore. It was such a small thing. If it were a felony and it wasn't expunged, you serve some time, yeah. Otherwise, let it go.
So, like, if they look at him and specifically say, so, have you ever been arrested?
That's different, right?
Nope. Well, he's saying, no. They ask.
Ask me the question.
Okay, so, Bobby, looking over this, great, looks good. Have you ever been arrested?
It's a weird question to ask in this interview.
You would not say
I'm calling
that.
HR.
Oh. They'd be like, okay.
No, I would go, no. I have no prior history of getting arrested. No way.
But yes way.
No.
Because you were.
No.
You're just going to continue saying no. Nope.
Yeah, how are you going to prove that he
prove
was?
It. It's expunged.
Oh.
Wait. He's learned his lesson.
So expunged means it's not in your record at all.
It's off. Lunchbox's right. Record's exposed. He got charged with terroristic threatening for the time we robbed a store on
yeah.
the air.
Yeah. Hmm.
We didn't really rob a store. That's what the story turned into. But they charged him with terroristic threatening. It has been expunged from his record. So, I don't know. You go to his record and it's a picture of a sponge. I don't know. But it's whatever it is, it's not him.
Yeah, some of my buddies, they had like higher than that. And it's expunged. When they do jobs, they say, no, I haven't been arrested. And it doesn't show up.
You have buddies that have been arrested for higher than terroristic threatening?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Wow. Actual terrorists.
No. Not on this. No.
Because that's higher than terroristic threatening. It's actually doing it.
You're right.
Yeah. So.
But yeah. Other crimes.
So yeah. Here's what I'm gonna say, Matt. It's a misdemeanor. It was 20 years ago. You're good. You've changed your life. You don't need to have this hold you back anymore. It's expunged. You're done. Don't bring it up. Ask me again if I've been arrested. Say, Matt, have you been arrested?
Matt, have you been arrested?
Nope. And nothing's sure been expunged either.
Oh, next question, you please. Add that?
Yeah. Why not? Okay. Why not? No. Don't bring it up. You're good. Matt, thank you for the email. You are free. You have my permission to not talk about being arrested ever again. All right, there you go. You're not arrested in the eyes of the law anymore. So why be arrested in the eyes of the job?
That's a great line.
Boom.
Take that with you.
Just say that.
Just made it up. I don't know. All right, there you go. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
All right, here's a voicemail from last night.
Hey, Bobby Buncha. So I have a quick question. I keep thinking about the segment you guys did on the delivery driver who was upset with his $5 tip. I want y'all's honest opinion because I am an educator and I feel bad when I go to coffee drive-thrus and I don't tip. But that's their job. Their job is to make a coffee. And if we're tipping anybody for just showing up to work, I feel like teachers should be getting tips. So anyways, I want to hear your guys' opinion.
I co-signed that.
Yeah. That's my girl.
If we found a way to tip teachers, that'd be awesome.
Tip jar in the classroom.
Whoa, I'm not doing that. That's their job.
We were agreeing. We were like, yeah.
I'm just agreeing with her that it's ridiculous that they want to tip at the coffee shop because their job is to make you a coffee. You don't get a tip for that.
Well, it's a waiter's job to bring you food, but you get tipped for that because it's based on the money they're making, right? The original tipping that we all were exposed to was someone makes basically $2 an hour working at a restaurant. And then they also get tips. You get very little. When you're a server, used to be a waiter, waitress, a server, I think we got $2.15 an hour. But they could do that because you got tips. Then it just became acceptable to put a tip line on anything and everything. Now, here's the thing. They're actually not making you tip. I do understand where it's annoying sometimes. And you do feel like, well, if I don't tip, they're going to look at me in a weird way. But everything doesn't have to be tipped on. I'm okay with there being the option because sometimes you may get service that is so good that you want to throw them a buck or two.
Yeah.
And I think that's amazing. The pressure to tip is one thing. I don't like that. But I think I'm okay with there being a tip line on everything. And if I want to, great. It's just the pressure I don't like. And this guy, he goes to a house and he gives pizza and he's upset because he's like, this is a fancy house. I'm only getting $5 for a $20 pizza.
Well, it was so lame how he did it because it's like he gives the pizza and he's walking away and then he's like, oh, by the way,
yeah, yeah,
your
he, like, house
stopped
is so
her.
Big.
Here. There you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I just want to say it's a nice house for a $5 tip.
You're welcome.
It's just
got him.
So
got him on the way out.
I'm okay with the tipping opportunities everywhere. Oh. Just the pressure to tip. No, you don't have to tip everywhere. It's almost like, though, we should know who's getting a full salary and who's not, so we know when we should tip.
Mm, good point.
There's a restaurant in Denver. I know it's for sure in Colorado that the guys from South Park have opened up. It's a Casa Bonita there. They liked it when they were kids, so they reopened it. And they're paying everybody $30 an hour, the waiters and waitresses.
Wow.
And they're doing no tips.
Boom. I'm going to the restaurant. Oh. What's
so
it
that's
called?
Like that's what other countries have. Some.
Yes, it's an experiment for sure here. Mm-hmm.
I like that. That is what we need to do.
Yeah, if you were a really great server, though, maybe, though, you make more than that. I guess that would be my point.
That's
with that.
True.
But I feel you. You know, there's another story I want to talk about here. And I know we've talked about this before, but every time it comes up as a story, I want to bring it up again. Can you take a shower? Should you take a shower when there's lightning outside? Amy, what is your answer to this?
Well, the crazy part is we have talked about this before, and you would think I would remember this because it's your life on the line. But I don't remember.
Experts say no, you should not shower.
No. Okay.
It's extremely dangerous since lightning can travel through the plumbing of your home and very quickly electrocute you. No way. Has anybody ever died because they're in the shower?
I've never heard a news story like that where they've gotten struck by lightning in the shower.
Safety officials say not to be outside during a storm. Right?
No, I get that.
That one. And to avoid all water, if there's thunder, lightning in the area, do not shower, bathe, wash dishes, or wash your hands for 10 to 15 minutes before and after the storm. What do you think? We're eating before we go swimming or what? It kind of feels like that. Don't swim until you let all your food digest. What's the weight? That's from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. So if it's lightning, you're not supposed to shower.
Hey, Mom.
Wonder if it's only like old homes, though, that are built all of like asbestos and copper.
I don't know. That's just really scary to think about. And it makes me want to, I don't know how you always know if it's lightning. Like you're inside your house and it's storming. Do you have to like go and see when the last lightning strike was? And then.
I guess if there's just a little cloud with rain on it, don't take a bath.
Set a timer.
Look at your weather app.
Don't take a bath.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Over the 4th of July weekend, the Rizzo family went boating on Lake Cumberland in Kentucky. When Rocco had his blankie that he's had since he was a baby on the boat, and all of a sudden a big gust of wind because they're zoom, 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 you know, cutting it up on the lake, and whoosh, there goes the blankie into the water. Hurry, get the blankie! And it sinks. What are they going to do? They start fishing hooks, throwing it to the bottom of the lake, trying to catch the blankie. They can't find it after hours, like, the blankie's lost.
They tried to catch it for hours?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it says hours. They said they tried to catch it, so I'm going to imagine hours. Yeah, they were out there under the fireworks, still in the dark. Just, you know, let's make it crazy. Yeah. So they went home, and Rocco's mom's like, the blankie's gone. Then she was like, you know what? I'm going to do something crazy. I'm going to put it up on social media and say, hey, we lost this blankie. We kind of know where we were. And someone saw it, and their husband happens to be a firefighter and a diver, and went out there, and they searched, and 32 feet below the water... Boom! They got the blankie. They washed it, and they gave it back to Rocco.
I'm looking at the guy dive now. He's got all his equipment on. It's great. It's not about a blankie. But it's about anything that matters.
Yeah, yeah. And here's the fire department diver, Lyndon, talking about he knew he had to go get that blankie.
After reading the mother's message, I knew that I could feel the pain in the message, like almost hearing her talk. I mean, just say it out loud. And I just knew that we needed to do something for her boy.
Almost like it's a dog or something.
Yeah.
But he does come out from underneath the water with it over his head.
Like, yeah, like, whoa, blankie! I got it!
Blankie!
My son is in a lot of pain right now because his goggles sank at the lake.
Yeah, throw that up on social media. See if anybody...
Oh, that no,
I mean, find 100 pair of those down there.
It's an ordeal at our house. Well, because technically his sister threw them in the water and she thought they would float and then they sank.
Goggles should float.
And it's caused an issue.
Kind of goggles don't float.
But once they get water in them, they're heavy and they
still, they should float.
I can tell y'all exactly where we were.
Yeah. Okay, great story. Shout out to every blankie saver out there.
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
On the phone is Mary. Mary's going to play a trivia game with us, sort of. Mary's in Massachusetts. Mary, good morning.
Morning.
You're going to pick a member of the show here to try to win you a prize. And you have three players here, but... I'm actually going to draw from the cup.
What are you drawing?
Well, here's what's going to happen. In the cup, I have you three's names. Now, Mary, say stop. Whenever you say stop, this will be the person playing for you.
Okay, I don't get to know the game.
No, not yet. Just say stop whenever you're ready.
Stop.
Okay, this one right here.
Oh, come on.
The person playing for Mary will be...
Yeah!
Lunchbox.
You're welcome, Mary. Oh, Mary, no. Mary, quite now, here's the thing.
Now, we have categories here. One of the categories is reality TV.
Oh, heck yeah.
That's your specialty.
That's right.
Wow.
Another category is music, because that's Eddie's specialty.
Oh, boy.
And another one's health and wellness, because that's Amy's.
Uh-oh.
So you really want yours.
Oh, now you're doing the...
Yeah.
Oh,
category.
All right, say stop, Mary, whenever you want me to stop.
Stop.
Okay.
Please.
Lunchbox, your category is...
She needs reality.
Reality TV!
Wow!
Mary, this is your day, baby! Wow. Let's go!
Okay, if he gets 6 of 7 correct...
Oh, boy.
Mary wins the prize. You ready, Mary?
I'm ready.
And that was pure random. This is great, Mary. How you feeling?
I feel fabulous.
That's what I'm talking about.
Here we go. 6 of 7, Lunchbox. Question number one. Who is the host of the reality TV show Survivor?
Jeff Probst.
Correct. That's number one. What was the name of the show where people bid on abandoned storage units?
Storage Wars.
Correct.
He's good.
2 for 2.
I saw them in Vegas. All those guys, they were playing blackjack at the Wynn. I was freaking out. Oh, that was so fun.
Before he was a WWE wrestler, what reality show was Mike the Miz a part of in 2001?
It was The Real World Back to New York.
Right.
Kevin Dunn, Coral, all of them were on a season. Yeah.
Number four, what's the name of the CBS show that's been on for 24 seasons and features people living together in a house and competing for a cash prize?
Big Brother.
Correct.
Mary, I mean, I don't even know what we're playing for, but you better start celebrating, girl. Come on. Clam chowder.
Huh?
Okay.
4 down.
Don't they eat that in Boston?
Yeah, a lot of the Northeast.
Yeah, that's Massachusetts. That's what I'm saying.
What's the last name of the family in the reality TV show Duck Dynasty?
Robersons. That's correct.
What is it?
Robersons. Yeah.
Say it again.
Robersons.
Mike.
That's how you say it.
I mean, is he French?
R-O-B-S-E-R-S-O-N. Robersons.
Robson? No, I don't think we can give it to him. Robertson.
Like,
oh, there's a T. Yeah. Didn't know there's a T.
Okay, so you missed that one.
But raw and row.
What is Robson?
R-O-B-S-O. Wait, no, wait. That's Robson. But you didn't miss that one. I'm sorry. I tried 4 times to let you to put you on it.
I didn't watch that crap.
All right. You have
are they still famous?
Yeah, of course they're famous.
Like, they don't have a show anymore, right?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't ever watch.
You have to get two. You have to get 2 for 2.
That's fine. Let's go.
What's the name of the show where people try to make the best meal using limited ingredients?
Oh no,
there's a lot of those. I mean, it could be.
What's the name of the show where people try to make the best meal using limited ingredients?
I don't know this one. Top Chef. We'll go with that.
Sounds
Chopped.
Right.
Oh, Chopped? I don't know what that is.
Oh no, he was so confident.
Mm-hmm. Never heard of that.
Mm-hmm. I'll give him the last one anyway. What's the name of the show that features Gordon Ramsay helping failing restaurants?
Hell's Kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Kitchen Nightmares.
Oh. It was as soon as you told the caller to celebrate.
Yeah.
Well, you guys went to some.
You told Mary, let's celebrate.
Heard.
We won this, and then he missed 3 in a row.
Mary.
It's that Lunchbox.
Hey, look, Mary, I don't know. I don't consider those. I consider that crap that they gave me at the end. Like, those three, no one's ever even heard of those shows.
Wow.
They all knew Robertson.
I knew Chopped.
They knew Chopped.
What is that even on?
Food Network.
I have no idea.
I don't know what channel.
I don't watch a lot of these shows.
Or whatever. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I just
and
know
then the
that.
The other one, I mean, Gordon Ramsay has about 52 reality shows, so there's no way you can know which one's which.
Yeah, Kitchen Nightmares. I don't know. You didn't win anyway. That one wasn't the one that got you.
No, it was, actually.
No, because you said Robertson 8 times, and you spelled Robson.
Yeah, that was weird.
He
yeah.
said Roberson.
Roberson.
Whatever it was, yeah.
I never heard that name before.
You did not win. Mary, I'm very sorry.
Sorry, I'm a little more upset he didn't remember me.
Oh, from?
Oh, okay. Yes. Okay.
Hold on. Hey, Go ahead, Mary. You're not Jamie O'Mary, are you?
What?
No, I'm Mary from Massachusetts. I was one of the teachers you guys had in.
Oh, one of the teachers.
Remember?
Yeah, the Boston Babes.
Those chicks.
Yeah, hi.
Hey.
Well,
what chicks did we have when they were from?
Remember the teachers that sat over here?
Oh, yeah, and they all wanted raises, and one of them was getting married or something. Or no, they were just here for a party. I don't know. They just came. I have no idea. Yeah. Oh, they came to your Opry show. Mm-hmm. That's, I know who you're talking about. Oh, how am I supposed to know that? You didn't say, hey, you know how many Boston or Marys from Massachusetts listen to this show? Say, hey, I was one of the teachers that came in. Was I supposed to recognize your voice?
I was waiting to see it, yeah, if you remembered. That's all right. But the reason I called was because Bobby said no one would go to a show if he did one up here, and that's not true. He has a big following in Massachusetts, so.
Well, I appreciate that, and I wish I could.
We need to stop.
Thank you very much.
Oh, man, well.
Lunch, sorry, buddy. Did not win her a prize.
That's awkward, man.
Tough day.
That was tough.
Tough day. This is Kids Do the Darndest Things. I got an 8-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 10-year-old. Three different stories. The 8-year-old. Police arrest an 8-year-old boy for armed robbery.
Whoa!
Because he was armed and drove the getaway vehicle. Crazy.
That.
Quote, I think parents just really need to know where their kids are, what their kids are doing, and just talk to them about these kind of things. Montgomery police said there's a young child responsible for a carjacking and a vehicle chase. Officers responded to a call, 11 a.m. A child had carjacked someone at gunpoint. She said officers tried to pull the stolen vehicle over, but the driver refused to stop. Had to be a tall 8-year-old too, right? To be able to see?
Yeah.
Coleman said the fleeing vehicle crashed into another vehicle. The 8-year-old boy was taken into custody and charged with first-degree robbery, attempting to elude and certain persons forbidden to possess a firearm.
He was
taken to the youth detention facility. The gun was recovered. No more information. WSFA News 12. Two things about this. One, it's just so sad this kid even knows, has seen, has been exposed to this kind of crime.
Right.
The situation he's in cannot be positive for him to even know about it, to do it.
Exactly.
Bad influences everywhere or no influences.
Or, yeah, it was his idea because he's seen it somehow, right, or someone had him do it.
Also, then I just think of an 8-year-old kid driving a car and I was like,
that's unbelievable.
You just barely stop the head? Just coming through the top of the steering wheel? And then if an 8-year-old carjacks you, are you like, is this a joke? A second grader's got a gun. Like, you look around like, all right, who's doing this?
Yeah. Where's the camera?
Because it's an 8-year-old.
I mean, how can he reach the pedals? Like, his legs can't be long
tall.
Enough.
Got to be tall. So, kids do the darndest things. Number two, a 9-year-old. A 9-year-old girl is recovering after her 5-year-old brother hit her over the head with his backpack. And what happened was, in his backpack, there was a pair of scissors.
Oh,
and those scissors lodged in her skull, and they couldn't get them out for a week.
No.
Oh.
Kids do the darndest things, huh, guys?
That's crazy.
Sharp objects like scissors or knives must be kept away from children, the girl's father said. Yeah. The victim, 9, had been arguing with her brother, who's 5, and so he hit her over the head with a backpack.
Ugh.
They lodged into her skull. She cried out. Upon seeing the scissors protruding from her head, her father rushed her to the hospital. Unfortunately, the family couldn't pay for all of the medical care they needed right then, so they were only able to do some stuff at the time.
Oh, my.
The scissors did not cause permanent damage. Obviously, she's been traumatized, but yeah, I mean, I'm looking at a picture of her here. The scissors are still in her head.
Oh, man.
They've pulled them. Salvation Army came and helped, and she's recuperating at the hospital, New York Post.
Wow.
Backpack. Hey, the kid wants to do it on purpose.
Right, here's
he stabbed her in the head with some scissors. He didn't do that, but I mean, she's laying in the bed with one of those things under her nose, the breathing tube thing, and the scissors are still in the head because, again, didn't go. Like, we don't feel confident right now we can even pull it out.
Oh.
Kids do the darndest things.
Huh.
Here's a 10-year-old. This one is sad. A 10-year-old boy is hospitalized after drinking too much water.
What do you mean?
A boy in South Carolina was hospitalized after drinking so much water that his kidneys became overwhelmed. Ray Jordan, 10, began acting drunk, according to his parents. He needed 8 hours of sodium and potassium replacement at the hospital.
Wow.
He was treated for water intoxication.
Wow.
I wonder, was it like, hey, let's see how much water you can drink?
Like, he was outside and he was hot and he just started drinking water?
You know, he's 10 years old. He guzzled 6 bottles of water in an hour. I still don't feel like that.
That doesn't seem like that much.
It's a lot, 6 in an hour, but it's not like a lot. Not for us. Maybe this 10-year-old boy, though, his body reacted. But yeah, then he got drunk off the water. His kidneys going crazy.
Oh,
and then luckily he's okay, but he drank too much water.
Too much anything.
That's too much. That's right. Too much of anything, Amy. You nailed it.
Yeah.
And that's Kids Do the Darndest Things. How about that? Don't we feel better about our kids?
Yeah, my kids are angels.
Compared
to that.
That 8-year-old carjacking.
I mean, that's like the kid back in the day that he said...
Hood rat things?
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. And you're like, I just feel bad for him.
Yeah, totally. Oh, hopefully he can get some care. I mean, because he's arrested, but
he's not... how our system works, sadly. He's going to be in juvenile detention, be exposed to other bad kids, not really have a real shot at life.
Yeah, I know. I did the tour in my Oculus.
Yeah, that's true. Me too. A voicemail from Victoria in Texas. She's talking about Lunchbox putting the sunscreen on people.
I'm calling because I was just listening to Tuesday's show on the podcast, and I was listening to Lunchbox's segment about the sunscreen, and I realized it's been a year since I started listening because I started listening when he did this bit. But last year when I listened, I thought it was disgusting and what a freaking creep Lunchbox was. But now I'm like, that's so Lunchbox. I just love that. Just shows you just have to know him to love him. All right. Thanks, guys. Love the show.
So she thought you were a creep.
Yeah,
now she knows you're a creep, so it doesn't creep her out.
Yeah,
she knows I'm a creep, but she's like, "Oh, that's an endearing quality," is what
You're like creepy, creepy. You're just creepy.
Yeah, I mean,
you're cringy, not creepy. I would say though, creepy is like a whole different level. You're cringy, not creepy.
Okay, I'll take cringy, not creepy.
Michael Scott was cringy, not creepy.
Okay, that's a good way to describe him because my wife, when we watched The Office, she's like, "Oh my gosh, I just can't with him. It's just so cringy."
And you're Mr. Cringe.
Dang.
Yeah.
I'm like Michael Scott.
I like Michael Scott. All right, here is Morning Corny.
Good morning, studio. I have a back-to-school Morning Corny for you. So what do you call a teacher that secretly passes gas in class? Private tutor.
There you go. The Bob
Bone Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Playing Monopoly with your kids sometimes might be really frustrating, but one of the most important things that you can do as a parent, if you've got kids, family game nights. Because apparently games make, like if there's Monopoly, like the money, the math, it improves their skills like instantly. All they have to play is like 20 minutes a day, two times a week.
Well, I bet they're running to the table too. All right, guys, Monopoly. It's our daily Monopoly.
I just think it's like a fun way to.
I agree. Game night's awesome. But I can't imagine a 14-year-old sprinting to the table to play Monopoly every day for half an hour.
Oh, I mean, my kids like to sit around.
Hungry, hungry hippos. Now we're talking.
Okay. Or Uno. My kids love Uno.
Yeah, card games are good.
Anything with numbers, too, or like Farkle's a dice game where you have to like add things up and just exercise our brain. That's why I thought it could be good for you, too, if you're trying to sharpen your skills.
Yeah, I'm more of a screen guy. I like the kids. I'm more of a put it on a screen for me.
But you and Caitlin like that.
Yeah. But I still like the screen if I get to pick.
Nerds.
Nerds.
At cardio. I've been playing that in a while. I like my games on screens now, you know? Yeah. All right, what else?
Chat GPT could plan your next vacation. And a lot of people are saying, yeah, AI is nailing it. You just say something like, hey, plan me a 2-day trip to New York City. And it provides you a full itinerary of places to eat, things to go
do. Plan me a 2-day trip to, where would I like to go? Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Yeah, users say it does a pretty good job. Arkansas.
Let's see what happens. I hit plus. It is now going into the figuring it out. Sure, here's a suggested 2-day itinerary for a trip to Fayetteville, Arkansas. Day one morning. Start your day by visiting the Botanical Garden in the Ozarks. Explore the beautiful gardens. Afternoon, head to Fayetteville Historic Square where you can browse the local shops. Evening, visit the Walton Arts Center, renowned performing arts venue to catch it. Dinner. That's all here.
Yeah. Isn't that
all right,
crazy?
Guys. I'll see you guys in a few days.
Right.
It's a work trip I got to go do now because ChatGPT. All right, is that it?
Well, Dolly Parton shared her favorite country song of all time. And it's not, you know, Jolene. It's not I Will Always Love You.
If she picked one of her own as her favorite of all time, that would be weird, though.
Right.
Yeah.
She picked George Jones. He Stopped Loving Her Today.
He stopped loving her.
Watching him sing this in the Georgia Tammy show. Did you watch the show?
Oh, I still need to do that. I got to write that down.
George Jones, a troubled guy. Very troubled guy.
Like, I don't know much about him,
bad,
but I'm
bad
thinking
drinking
like
problem.
Drinking.
Really okay. Bad.
Yeah.
It's a really good show. Jessica Chastain can really sing.
Yeah.
Mike, what's the guy's name that's really good? Michael Shannon. Awesome actor. And he can really sing as George Jones. But it's on Showtime. And the problem now, though, if you have Paramount Plus, I think you get Showtime as well. That just popped up that it's both of them at the same time.
I can't keep up with
I know,
what I have
me
and what
either.
I don't have.
Yeah, it's really good, though. It's called George and Tammy.
Okay. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
You know, one of the things we've been able to do together on this show, and by we, I don't just mean us in the room. I mean you listen to the show, all the B team, is over the years we've been able to build house after house for military veterans who need special houses for their needs. If they've been injured, so we've been able to do it time and time and time again. We're very thankful that that is still something that you guys will take part in with us. So when other people do it too, I like to recognize it. There's a Marine in California who's getting a brand new mortgage-free home. His name is Jose Armeta. He was on security patrol while stationed in Afghanistan. He stepped on an IED. He lost both legs to right about above the knee. and the Gary Sinise Foundation, who does a very similar thing that we do on the show. They built him a house. That's it. This past week, the family got a sneak peek of their new 2,900 square foot home. It's still under construction, and it is made based on his needs. So saw it, appreciated what that foundation does. And Gary Sinise is Lieutenant Dan from Forrest Gump.
What? Oh, I get it now. Okay. Mm-hmm. He has his own building foundation. Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool.
I've watched him in interviews say that that movie, he was so moved by being that character in that movie.
Yeah.
That's where almost all this, at least the genesis of it.
That's amazing.
Because Lieutenant Dan, for you children out there, lost both his legs in war and was very angry. And then, spoiler alert, kind of came to terms with God. Come on, God. Show me down. That's a good scene, huh?
Yes. I need to go back and watch Forrest Gump again.
Yeah.
I feel like there's some stuff y'all reference sometimes where I'm like, yeah, good scene. But like, I don't remember.
Do you remember the Gary Sinise? Come on, guys, on the
boat.
Yes.
Like, okay. Yeah, I know his character for sure. But I mean, it's funny.
I don't know if my wife has seen Forrest Gump.
Ooh.
Wow.
You should do that with her.
I don't think she cares.
Oh, no,
she cares.
You should do a whole thing at home where you put some movies in a hat.
She told me that. She goes, how come you'll do bits with the show where you watch movies, but I'm trying to get you to watch a movie and you want you. Just, she said, let's do a bit here. I said, well, can anybody watch it or hear it? She goes, no. I said, that's not a bit.
Okay.
It's just us. So, Gary Sinise Foundation, shout out. Jose Armenta, shout out to you. We appreciate everything that you sacrifice for us. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.